Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 6:40, Brock Hunter.
40.
40.
What's up, man? Last time you drank a 40.
Actually, not that long ago. For my birthday, I had one.
Oh, really? See, I don't know about the 40s, man. It always goes flat before I can...
Well, if you weren't such a pussy and you drank...
Well, shut up. Well, sorry, I'm not an alcoholic like you. I can slam a 40 in 5 minutes.
My beer goes flat. It's too much to drink.
You know what? No, you just take that 40. You can shove it right up.
If it's 40, it's too much beer. I can't lift it in my arms.
Slap that 40 out of your hands.
Oh, it's going to be empty, so don't worry. It's not going to spill anything. You gotta watch yourself with 40s because you do drink them faster. I don't know if you've ever played the game Edward 40 Hands. It's a dangerous game that has ruined many lives. There's a picture of me somewhere floating around from college with two 40s taped to my hands as I'm laying on a toilet, like my head on the toilet. With like a goofy grin on my face. And
Sweet. Now Jimmy's a raging alcoholic. Where'd it start? Oh, they taped beer to his hands. So he couldn't do anything else but drink. That's where it started.
No, the key with Edward 40 Hands, all right, is to chug one beer, all right? Get that thing down, and then you can, then you're not worried about that hand getting messy, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what's the rule? You take it off your hand once you drink it, right?
That's not the way we play. You had to finish them both. You had to finish them both.
And then you could take them off? And
then you could take them off, so. Because peeing's the hard part. Going to the bathroom's the hard part, so with all that. Not the passing out drunk and disappointing your parents. That's the easy part, but, you know.
I was at Western one time at a party, and a guy was playing Edward 40 Hands, but one of his hands was a fifth of something. It's like, dude.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not smart.
No, it's not good at all.
That's how you die.
Yeah. He wasn't in any good condition either, and he wasn't done.
How'd Steve die? Well, interesting story. He taped a fifth
to his hand, and he couldn't.
Oh, okay, that makes sense, yeah. Never made good life choices. Anyway, I digress. We got to keep moving here. It's time for your rock news and rock history. Let's get it.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Also, don't forget you can pick up your free WIRX Baby Rocker on board window sticker while they last at Advanced Import Repair. So go check them out. Well, with pandemic restrictions easing, Guns N' Roses are throwing caution to the wind and hitting the road with the stadium and arena dates from July 31st in Hershey, Pennsylvania through October 3rd in Hollywood, Florida. Wolfgang Van Halen and his bandmates Mammoth WVH will open all but one show September 4th in Napa, California. Tickets for the rescheduled dates are on sale now at GunsAndRoses.com. And tickets for new dates will go on sale this Friday at noon, your local time. So they canceled it in 2020, which, you know, for me as a guy who's never seen Guns N' Roses and never in my lifetime thought I would be able to see the original Guns N' Roses for the most part, minus Steven Adler because he's not back in the band. He's been making guest appearances at certain shows, but to actually have, you know, Duff, Axl, Slash, the guys all, I think Izzy's coming back too. I'm not 100%, but either way, for the most part, it's the original Guns N' Roses, and I never thought it was going to happen. I really didn't.
Why is it always like 1,000 miles away though? Yeah.
Well, they might be coming by. They got a lot of dates. I haven't looked to see what the closest one was because, you know, show prep. But
is there a Chicago one in there or something?
Hopefully. But
Detroit, maybe.
Either way, good news. They have rescheduled it, and hopefully, God willing, I will be able to see Guns N' Roses in its entirety and live out a lifelong dream. Yeah. So check it out, GunsAndRoses.com. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, June 3rd, 1946, bassist John Paul Jones, real name John Baldwin, of Led Zeppelin, was born in Sidcup, England. That guy can slap some bass. He really can.
Oh, yeah.
He can really, really do it. Really get it.
Yeah, we needed that guy in our history, you know?
Yeah. He's a good guy. Good guy. Like him. Plays good bass. He's in a little band called Zeppelin, you know. Anyway, all right, that is your rock news and rock history. We're going to be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show.